Welcome everybody to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here. Today, no preamble, no nothing. We're jumping straight in because there's one thing I want to talk about. And this is actually something that's pretty near and dear to my heart. And that is EWC, or Esports World Cup. And now, I know you've heard me talk about esports before. Don't check out now. Don't tune out now. I actually want to do something a little different, or at least talk about it a little different. What do I mean by that? Okay, so last year I spoke about EWC, and EWC had its first real go. That was the first time they've done this for real, and they wanted to do something big. And if you've heard of it before, if not, okay, that's totally fine. A brief rundown is exactly what it sounds like, except it's not just one esport or one video game. It is a myriad of video games. Now, it's a big, big thing. And kind of just a quick recap, EWC in 2024, I'll just show it to you. Here's their website. EWC in 2024 was a crazy, crazy deal. This is probably not going to mean a lot if you're not familiar with it, but just as a quick rundown, this right here, all of this you see is all of the games that were played and the teams that won their individual games. So you can see Free Fire was won by Team Falcons. Warzone was won by Team Falcons. They won there as a team, as a club, they won the most championships, i.e. they won two of the big ones, which accounted for, the most points, yada, yada. And they won $7 million, right? Okay. Now they had four silvers, four bronzes. Now here's why I bring this recap up. All this is designed to be is a celebration of esports. True celebration of competition in competitive video games. And they set out with the intent to do this every year. And we're back at it. This is year number two. And it's hosted in Saudi Arabia, specifically Riyadh. And you may recall me at one point mentioning that they kind of created a full town for this, and that is still true. I have never seen anything like this, and it's important because you have to understand, esports has always been a very niche thing. And they decided to make it, how do I put this? They decided to make not just a celebration of it, but kind of almost a shrine to it, to honor this very niche, this niche thing. I've mentioned before, growing up at a young age, getting involved in this, it was a very minute thing. Like, you did local lands, and then it finally blossomed where you had million-dollar, multi-million-dollar, events, right? It's not that. As a matter of fact, it's about as far from that as it gets. I'm trying to find a good picture here for you. They did, like, the EWC Spotlight today, and they kind of showcased what the town looked like, and I'm trying to give you a good example of it. It's hard to do it. Here, I'll show you this. Kind of a reference is an interactive map here, and they did multiple venues with multiple halls. You can see this is all the stuff going on, and it's 7 weeks of this. This is nothing like what I grew up in at all. This is not even close to what I grew up in. It's truly hard to fathom, because they did something that nobody's ever done. And now, granted, Saudi Arabia has the ability to pump massive amounts of money. I mean, you can see this whole thing, they literally created a town to do this. Okay, the point I'm making, this is proof. In completion, this is proof that this isn't just some meaningless little dorking around playing your game after school kind of thing. I'm talking to everybody when I say this. If I would have gotten this kind of opportunity, if I would have seen this kind of thing when I was competing, it would have driven me even harder as a kid to do this. I want to show you something. And I want to talk about this from more than just the kids playing esports. This is also directed at the parents. Parents need to understand that, and I don't mean to sound like I'm talking down. That's truly not my intent. But parents need to understand that video games is not, they're not what they think they are anymore. There once was a time where, okay, they're rotting your brain. Yeah, well, okay. No. Understand that when you go and you look at the EWC hub, the game hub, let's take a look right here. When you look at this, look at all of these game titles that they're doing this year. That is a lot of games. And what's even crazier is if you go to the About page and they give you the breakdown, right? They show you, I can't play any of the audio, but they show you, this is, I'll see if I can find the exact number. I think it's somewhere in the ballpark of $70 million that's up for grabs right here. So this is week, here it is. Here's the breakdown by week. Week one is all these games. Week two is all these games, yada, yada. Week three is where I really am curious about because this is when Call of Duty gets involved. But there's several games here that I love. I will be watching. I have been watching the Apex. I have been watching the Valorant. I've watched a little bit of the Ren Sport. I'll probably be watching Overwatch 2. Look at how many games there are in competition up for a total of $70 million. Understand what I'm saying here. This is not what we thought it was growing up. They had Post Malone doing the opening concert today. I mean, yeah, here it is. It's right here. Riyadh, from July 7th to August 2024, this year's edition will feature 2,000 players, 200 esports clubs from over 100 countries competing in 25 tournaments across 24 titles for a total prize pool exceeding $70 million. With millions of fans expected online and on-site, the EWC continues to define the global benchmark for competitive gaming, and they are absolutely right. $45 million up for grabs just in the main events. And then for the smaller stuff, the club championship, whereas last year it was $7 million, now it's $25 million. People need to understand, parents need to understand, that if your kid is showing legitimate signs of talent in this, they might have a career opportunity here. Like a legitimate career opportunity. And then you have something that is a true, honest-to-God celebration of that. Look at this schedule. Look at how much is here. I mean, just in filtering esports alone, look at how many opportunities for competition are here. Look at this. It's unbelievable. Like, Counter-Strike here, these finals are probably going to bring in hundreds of thousands of viewers off just the stream. What I'm getting at is that I was telling my wife this today. I watched the opening ceremonies, and I've been watching this is like the Olympics, right? I was watching the opening ceremonies, and I was watching Valorant and some of these early matches that are happening. And I realized how important this is to me. And I figured out the reason why. Obviously, it's cool because I have a background in this. But also, it's cool because I grew up playing Call of Duty. And Call of Duty, from a competitive standpoint, has been very shrunken down, basically, for the most part, to just North America. In its current format, even the foreign teams are based out of Miami or Texas. The majority of teams are either in Texas or Los Angeles. They past that, they're scattered three or four, but not much. This is 100 countries being involved in this for tens of millions of dollars, legitimate opportunities in individual side stations where people can go and prove themselves against people. This is more than what we ever dreamt it would be growing up. And mind you, we were playing for good money back then. You know, the last tournament I was a part of was $200,000 for the first place winner. Well, now the first place winner in this is millions. You know, I think Call of Duty in this is one of the lowest, and the winner takes home $1.8 million, and it's like the one of the lowest monetary prizes in the Esports World Cup. I mean, I'll make this point. As I said, if your kid has talent, there are things that high schools are doing it now. You can get a scholarship for it. That's all very important because this is finally, the society is showing that, hey, this is a legitimate thing and you can make legitimate money and you can be a legitimate person to society and be part of something that we haven't seen before. And not only that, let's look at just this year's tournaments. Rennsport, which is sim racing, a prize pool of $500,000. Dota 2, $3 million. One and a quarter for Valorant. $1 million for Fatal Fury, which is a fighting game. Apex Legends, $2 million. Honor of Kings, $3 million. I mean, League of Legends, $2 million. I don't know what this is. Mobile Heroes or something like that. 1.8 for COD. StarCraft. StarCraft 2 is old, man. And they're still pulling $700,000. That's insane. PUBG's $3 million. Siege, $2 million. Overwatch, $1 million. Chess, they added chess in. Magnus Carlsen is going to be there. $1.5 million. Mobile game. A mobile game is a $3 million prize pool. A game that you can download and play on your phone while you're watching this. Warzone's $1 million. FC Pro World, which is soccer, $1.5 million. Battlegrounds, $2 million. Counter-Strike, $1.25 million. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Opportunities exist now. Opportunities I would have begged, borrowed, stolen, and killed for when I was coming up in this exist now for more than just a select friendship level group. It's a full-blown industry with millions and millions being pumped into it. Millions, tens of millions. Understand that for any age group, for any opportunity, for any, if you're man or woman, you can compete in this. There's a whole, this first one right here. This is a mobile game right here. These are all the people competing in it. This is a mobile game. And this game is a $500,000 prize pool. And this is the women's version. I mean, come on. All of these opportunities, all of this money is an actual legitimate potential path. And its barrier to entry is so much lower than professional sports like we know today. There's more opportunity. And frankly, there's less politics. There's less politics to even get in it. And once you're in it, it's less garbage. Understand that, yes, this is important to me on a personal level. And I was blessed to say I had parents who supported me because they saw I could actually do something with it. And I did. And I'm very proud of that. That's something I wear very proudly. But more than just that, I remember growing up and playing with people just in like regular multiplayer matches on Call of Duty, on you name it, and seeing people who had a real talent and affinity for the game, their mind worked in it. I think of games like Rainbow Six Siege on here, which takes you have to be smart. You have to understand things that most people don't have the ability to understand in quick succession. I watched people that were genuinely talented. I had a buddy. I'm not going to name names. lived out in the country, barely had internet. He was an extremely talented Rainbow Six player. It's a Tom Clancy game. He was extremely talented. He constantly dealt with internet issues, but that dude was very good, and his parents never understood it. And honestly, I think if these opportunities were there back then, he might have had a shot to do something that would have altered the course of his life. I know him. He's a great dude. He works a desk job now. There's nothing wrong with working a desk job, but understand something. And I think I'm gonna wrap up on this, because this is a bit inflammatory. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of parents, there are a lot of individuals who honestly still think that video games has a negative connotation, and that spending your time getting good at them is a pointless endeavor. And let me just tell you, you're wrong. Unequivocally, you are incorrect. And understand that there's legitimate opportunities now in high school, in college, and on multiple levels of professional competition that you can make more money or equivalent money to your desk job that you went to college for. And I am not knocking college or trade schools, but understand that there are possibilities and opportunities that exist outside of that that may allow your child to live a more fulfilled life, a more adventurous life, and a successful life, potentially making as much, if not considerably more money, in an industry that's finally getting its due. There's really not much more I can say to that. It is amazing to see this. And for the people who find things to complain about, they're gonna find things to complain about with it. It'll rot your brain. No, it won't. Oh my God, I'm so sick of hearing that. The ignorance that it revolves around the video game industry is unending, and it blows my mind. Truly blows my mind. And what I want to get across is just that for those of you who may have kids that do this kind of thing, maybe they're just playing passively and they're really good at it. Maybe they don't know that there's opportunities that they can do the exact same thing and make an actual livable wage out of it. And have opportunities that very few other industries grant. Maybe it's worth considering. I'm going to leave it at that because I can rant about this. Go check out Esports World Cup. They are on every single day from Wednesday, I believe, to Sunday, or Thursday to Sunday, depending on the competition, on the whole time. I believe they're still doing their opening ceremonies right now, or maybe that just ended. Doesn't matter. It's really darn cool. Go check it out. Yeah, they did their opening ceremonies. Post Malone performed. And honestly, it was a great opening ceremony. Better than a lot of the ones we've had in the Olympics. Go check it out. You might appreciate it. Kids might appreciate it. They might find new opportunities. And you might find new opportunities as well. I'll leave it at that. Thank you all for watching. Birdman here as always. Go check us out on rightsidemedia.org. I will see you guys in the next one. I hope you all enjoyed. See ya.